Welcome to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the spot where the conversations are pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Did you bring your thinking caps? Because it's time to put them on. Because the conversation starts now. Welcome to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains right here. This is the spot. Take a good look. It's the place where the conversation is pointed and the guests are sharp and the responses are never dull. And we have Janet Culpit here on
Thank you, April.
We're going to talk about a lot of fun stuff. Networking, how to work a room, business to business. What is that conversation like now? Because, you know, networking isn't the way it used to be. You know, you used to be in a room and you'd be schmoozing and eating and, you know, having coffee or whatever. Now the dynamics have changed. But have the rules of engagement changed? How do you attract the right people? How do you follow up? How do you close on a deal? Janet, she's an expert at it. So I want to welcome her to the show. Brains, help me welcome Janet Culpit. Right there. How you doing?
Thank you. Pleased to be here. And glad to be talking on my favorite subject.
Wow. You know, people are interesting. They really, really are. And when you get to the point where you want to have a stimulating conversation, but of value, what are some of the things that you engage in?
I will always ask them about them. People like to talk about themselves.
They do, don't they?
Yeah, yeah. So not about me. If they ask me, I can answer, but I'm more interested in about them and getting them engaged and feeling that they're of value to me.
Well, engagement is important. How did you get engaged in this? How did you this all start for you?
Well, it started because my husband and I have got a business in financial planning. And at that stage, some 20 odd years ago, people thought they didn't need to see anybody about finance unless they had money to invest. So I went out and networked, one, because my children had left home and my aged mother had gone into care. So I needed to get out and see people because I was having like empty nest syndrome.
Right.
And then I learned that I could get really good referrals for our business by just meeting other business owners and working on developing a strategic alliance with them if our clients were a synergy to their clients and we could help each other's clients. Mm-hmm. So that's how it came about. Initially, I was super nervous about having to stand up and do an elevator pitch or a promotion.
Oh, wow.
But then I realized women do that really well in normal conversation. Men do it well, but in a different way to women. So from my perspective, I joined women's networking groups and it went to women's networking events to generate my own self-confidence to talk in front of people.
Wow.
Because I'd been used to just being at home, working in a home office with my husband. So he saw the clients, not me. And also getting to meet that there was other business owners out there that they were desperately looking for new business as well and didn't necessarily know where to go down the marketing track.
But doesn't it make you feel powerful? You know, you're out
It does now because I picked up pretty quickly that I could get good business.
Right.
And people were coming and asking me, how do you do it? I see you out and about all the time. And thank goodness for social media, you could show that you were out and about all the time. And they said, but you're getting business. We're out and about, but we're not getting business. So they were asking for my tips.
Right. They're not branding. Yeah. People think, you know, branding is just one of those things that you have a logo. You've got to work that brand. Do you see this all over the planet? I got it here. I got it on my watch. I got it on my wall. You know, you have to have a presence. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, Nike. You have to be out there representing your business. Or there's, you know, authors in some situations that have a solo book. They don't know how many they sold. They don't have a business card. And that's another thing. Don't be somewhere, Brains, and don't have a business card. Your business card is your paycheck.
Exactly. People will ask you. And if you haven't got a physical card on you, have a photo of it in your phone. and you can simply text it to them. Then you've got their contact number as well for follow-up, and they've got your contact details.
Right. Now, when you're at a networking event of any size, I have a strategy. I go from the buffet to the bathroom. I survey the room. I listen in on some conversations. I strategically figure out who I want to meet. Because, you know, you're in the room with 30 people. You're not going to have a conversation with all 30. And I'm not going to be collecting a bunch of business cards if it's no value. I want to have a little engagement with you. Just like, you know, when you came on the show, there was a vetting. Is there a good feel for me, a good feel for you? And then the follow-up. Why are so many people so sloppy with the follow-up?
They're lazy, I think, or they're scared of being said, told no.
Yeah.
The rejection and their self-confidence. And they follow up in it with a sales pitch. You never follow up with a sales pitch.
Right.
You don't follow up to sell unless the person asked you, ring me, I want to buy your service or product. You follow up as a conversation. You're developing a relationship.
Absolutely. It's like when people tag you on Facebook. Really? I don't know you. And every post you have, you're tagging me. You're trying to get my audience. It's not, it's rude, brains. I'm just letting you know. The world of social media has put a newfound spin on it. How are you networking in that current environment?
Well, I was already doing online. I had my own Facebook group called Networking with Confidence because there was a lot of people that weren't confident to go out and network. We were already utilizing video calls and Zoom. The face-to-face networking groups that we had, I simply took online. And the ones that didn't adapt to online, I would make sure I would follow them up with a group phone call or something. So more than just myself, so that they were still connecting. Because in different restrictions and isolation times, people were feeling super isolated, even in their business.
Right. They're feeling super isolated because of this cotton picking COVID.
Yep.
What has that taught you about you, Janet? Just sitting there in isolation, you know, not being able to do and be the social butterfly that you are. You know, it's different. Okay. So you were this nice little caterpillar and you were in this tight cocoon and then you're wings went out and you became a beautiful butterfly and metamorphosized yourself. Now we could turn into old moss.
I know.
Or
and
we
you
could
easily, yeah, you could easily think, oh no, I can't do it and start spiraling downhill. But I just went online in whatever way I could to connect to people.
That's great. And how's it been working for you?
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and now I've noticed as more and more places are opening up here in Australia and different borders are opening, people are connecting again and being game to go outside and connect. So I've still got online and I've still got face-to-face. There's some that will like face-to-face. That's all that they're comfortable with. But I did learn different personalities. The extroverts at my face-to-face meetings were very introverted on a video call. They didn't like being in front of the camera, yet they liked to be a show-off in a...
Right.
I mean that in a nice way.
Right.
But my introverted people in a face-to-face meeting who would always sit there and not say boo unless I really encouraged it out of them,
right,
on a Zoom in the comfort of their own space, or whether it was their home or their office, they were really outspoken and really outgoing with what contribution they had. So I learned a lot about different people's personalities and how they react outside of their comfort
right.
zone and inside.
And then that helps you build a mesh. You know, you can
yeah.
see who works together best. I say, me personally, online, I like more intimate groups, 6 people max. I want to give people time to talk. I want to give them time to engage. I want to honor and value their time. 30, 45 minutes max, you know. Is this a membership type group that you have? Because that's a great service.
Like, yes,
that's the
it
first
is.
Question. Okay, great. That's the first question. And then the second question, is this like a, I know that you have them in Australia, like a BNI, where you come
it's
together.
Similar to that. Similar to BNI. Right.
And so their business model is that you can only be of one particular industry or market. So that way you're giving each other leads. So you might have a plumber and you might have a housekeeper and you might have an accountant, but you can only have one of that particular person, but you build a network. Because it's a great way to have a resource. I mean, I've been to some of these groups and they've had 50, 60, 70 diverse different entities, everything from law to dog walking.
I know. It's a great way to learn what occupations are out there. Key Business Network is very similar in that we have membership based on your industry category and only one per category. It's not to lock out competition. It's more to showcase you as the expert in that area.
Right.
And most importantly, the other members in that group to learn about your industry and how that industry can help their business and their clients. So you develop that know, like, and trust to refer to each other in the long-term gain.
Exactly, because you've got to pass the sniff test.
That's right. But people meet people they wouldn't normally cross in their day-to-day life.
And, you know, across the world now, take advantage of this online space. You're in the comfort of a nice T-shirt and some Uggs. You don't have to get up and go. You don't have to be on a plane. You don't have to eat if you don't want to. You know, it's great. I love it. So, you know what, Janet, you are more than a networker. You are a super duper human being. And I bet people don't know a lot about you. I'm going to ask some questions about you. How about that?
Okay.
All right. Tell me one thing that would shock people to know about you.
I'm an introvert.
Shut the front door. Really?
Mm.
Wow. Were you just as cute?
I like to sit back and watch people. And that through my whole life has led me to be the little mouse in the room.
Wow.
Unless the pressure's placed on me. But if I've got a role to play or a position to be, I can get myself into state. Wow. And be that role. But if I was just being me, Janet, even walking around a shopping center, you would might find me with my head down, looking where I'm walking, not looking ahead what's around me.
Well, that's good that you know how to flip the switch. That's really important. Are you married? Do you have children, Janet?
Yes, I'm married. It's my second marriage, and we had two children each when we got together. So we've got four children. They were 7, 8, 9, and 10 when we got together. And now we have 6 grandsons, and we have our 7th grandson due in a few months.
Let me ask you a question. What would you say to a woman that's out there that's trying to blend a family like you've done? You know, I have a blended family too, and honey, it's work. I don't know if it was easy for you.
It is hard.
6, 7, what would you say, 7, 8, 9, and 10?
Yep.
Ooh, they were all in their hormones and feelings at that point. And yeah, I get it. I get it. But what would you say to that woman to encourage her right now?
You would remember your love for the partner that you got with and respect the boundaries of them and their children and never, ever expect it to be an easy adaptation for everybody. It's hard for the children and it's hard for the parents and it's hard for the other parents. There will always be a mixture of them and us, but don't take it personally.
Okay, that's great advice. And be a good listener, you know, because everybody's opinion matters.
Most definitely. Okay. And if you're trying to build unity, it's just like trying to build your network. You've got to realize everybody's different differences.
Right.
What quirks they have, what personalities they have, and try and cater that they can mesh together when they are together, because they're not always together all the time in a blended family.
You seem very easygoing. You seem like you're a good negotiator. That's important too.
I am now. So, I may not have been some 30 years ago, but I am now. Yes,
well,
I've
you know, you have to grow into your savvy, honey. You have to grow into it. It's a certain
and you learn from experience.
And your mistakes are your experience.
Oh, exactly. You need those mistakes to learn.
What is your favorite flower, Janet?
My favorite flower is a sunflower.
Oh. What's your favorite animal?
Cat.
Why?
They're cuddly and they're very introverted like me, but they're also very bossy when they need to be.
Wow. You know, people confuse introvertedness with nerdy, and they're both sexy to me. But people confuse being introverted with sometimes depression. Have you
Yes.
heard? Yeah.
Yes.
And so sometimes they like to be alone because I like being with me. I like my own company sometimes, a lot of times, actually. I'll take myself out to a nice dinner, to a movie, you know, whatever. I enjoy me. What do you say to that person that is being judged because they're introverted?
Don't let go of yourself. My number one tip to everybody is always be yourself. Don't change to feel to please somebody else if it's making you uncomfortable. If somebody wants you to change, you don't need to feel that pressure to change. You might adapt to a different situation, like I said before, when I have to be the role model, I can get into state and be that person. But always be yourself, especially when you're in business and networking. If you put on an act, that's what people are going to expect that their clients are going to experience when they refer people
Right.
to you.
Because they're sending their representative. They're not sending their true, authentic self, girl. And those are two different beasts.
Yeah. And
So,
if we were filming this in my office today, what it's being renovated at the moment, I have a stand in my office that says, be yourself,
wow.
so that I am always bringing my best self by being myself and being my authentic me.
What brings you the greatest joy?
Spending time with my family. At this stage, it's my grandchildren.
Yeah.
I love their innocence and they are completely unfiltered. And it's another lesson in people's personalities because they
Right.
don't know any different.
Wow. That is crazy good. What brings you to tears?
Arguments, personal hurt, being betrayed, and sorrow, seeing other people pain in pain. Like losing a loved one, and
Are you very empathic as well?
yes.
All right. So you're just a big marshmallow.
I am actually. If someone's crying, I could go to a funeral and not know the person, but if I see the other people crying, I'd start crying.
Bless your heart.
And I would feel their pain because I know what it's like to lose people. And it wouldn't, my pain is my pain, but it's not taking them away from their pain. Yeah, I'm a big sook.
What's one last thing on your bucket list? Give me one thing that's on your bucket list that you want to do at this point in your life.
I want to leave a legacy to other women in business to know that they are vital in what they're doing. I constantly hear from mums and nanas saying they're past it, they can't contribute, their voice isn't being heard. It can be just be.
So we've learned so many wonderful things about you, Janet. You know, I'm so glad that you were here. We know how to network better, how to follow up, how to be more sensitive, to appreciate everyone's differences. Love introverts. Don't get them confused with someone that's depressed. They like doing it their thing, and to be a little bit more empathic. Janet, please tell my brains how to get in contact with you. I'd love for them to have a consultation or any offerings that you may have right now.
They can pop onto my website, which is simply my name, janetcolpert.com.au. And you have a connection point on there, and we can then connect via a video call, a phone call, an email, whatever chooses you. And you can have an initial consultation with me for absolutely free, 90 minutes of your time, up to 90 minutes.
Wow,
And I can just
that's an
help
hour and
you
a
with
half, brains. That's a long time.
where you are now, where you want to be, what problems you're having with your networking, and I will put some things together. That 90 minutes might be over two different phone calls, depending on where you're at and how open you are with me initially.
Well, let me ask you a question. People, you know, and I need to know because my brains want to know. Your group is local to Australia or is it global?
It is local to Australia, but I do have an online group that overseas people can come into. So it is called Key Business Network, and it's every second Friday at 7:30 our time, which would be 4 o'clock in the afternoon your time. So that is open to anybody to come into. Now that is, those links are on, yeah, they're on my website. I do have the online link on my website under events. So whilst it's mainly local Australian members that are on there, okay, I have had people from other countries join in.
Okay.
And they're more than welcome to. And they can take out membership in that group if they want to, because they're more than welcome to. I'm looking to extend that network nationwide.
And Brains, know too that that can be a tax deduction. You got to check what country you're in or what your tax people say. But when you join groups like this, you know, this is a membership. It's additional education. You're building your business at the end of the year. So it's a great investment. Don't just think, oh, I'm wasting it. I used to go to one that was what? I think it was once or twice. No, I think it was once a month. We had a gourmet lunch and all that kind of stuff. But you have to keep the machine running. And so don't have a problem with paying for a membership. Don't be cheap. You know, it takes money to make money. And that's what
100%.
All right.
Love
Thank you it. So much for teaching us so many wonderful things and how to build a network. I feel like a spider in a web now. I'll be all connected. Go right here to this place, right here. You see this address? It is my podcast. I need you to love, like, share, and subscribe. Love, like, share, and subscribe. One more time. Love, like, share, and subscribe. We got to raise the numbers. I was looking at my daughter's TikTok, and it's crazy good. I got to compete with her. So, Janet, I don't have to compete with you. You're already at the top of your class. Thank you so much for being here on The Edge. Please continue to do the things you do. Come back and see me. Give me an update, okay?
I will, for sure. And I look forward to connecting with some of your listeners.
All right, Brains, get together. Bye.
Thank you.